Hello and welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 72, recorded for April 2014. En el nivel básico este mes, practicamos las preposiciones y hablamos más de los antónimos, opposites. En el nivel intermedio, tenemos una mezcla de gramática general y practicamos un poco más del slang británico, British slang words. There are some more mixed idioms in the advanced section, and we look at some gerunds and infinitives. There's also business English vocabulary, as usual, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales, hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ve la transcripción de este podcast o lee los anteriores, ve a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Ok, vamos a empezar con el nivel básico, la gramática, las preposiciones. Escucha. The café is between the supermarket and the bike shop. Between, entre. Chicago is between New York and Los Angeles. Chicago está entre Nueva York y Los Ángeles. Repite. Between. It's between. It's between the shop and the bank. It's between the supermarket and the cafe. Escucha. We didn't go out on Saturday night because we were tired. Cuando hablamos de los días de la semana, normalmente utilizamos la preposición on. Repite. I work on Saturdays. She's coming on Tuesday. We went out on Sunday. Escucha. He's arguing with his wife again. With es con. Con su mujer. With his wife. Repite. With his wife. He's going with his wife. He's arguing with his wife. To argue es discutir. Repite. He's arguing with his wife. Why are you arguing with me? Escucha. My flat is on the corner of Frank Street and Wells Avenue. On the corner. Repite. On the corner. Escucha. I'm going to Argentina on holiday next month. I'm going to Argentina. Voy a Argentina. Voy a Argentina de vacaciones. I'm going to Argentina on holiday. Repite. I'm going to Argentina. I'm going on holiday. I'm going to Argentina on holiday. Ok, vamos a seguir y hablar de los antónimos, opposites. Voy a decir una palabra en inglés, a ver si puedes decirme el antónimo antes que lo digo yo. Luego, repítelo para practicar la pronunciación. Ready? ¿Listo? Heavy. What's the opposite of heavy? Light. Stupid. clever or smart. Wet, dry. Long, short. Cloudy, nublado, cloudy. Sunny, sunny or clear. Front, back. The front of the car, the back of the car. The front of the shop, the back of the shop. Soft. What's the opposite of soft? Hard. Duro. Hard. Safe. Dangerous. Used. Gastado. New. Terrible. Wonderful. Okay, good, that's wonderful. Now, moving on to the intermediate section, and in this month's cuaderno, we looked at a selection of grammar sentences. Escucha. We usually get up before 6 a.m. every morning. Get up. Levantarse. We often, we sometimes, we always, we never get up. No olvides que el adverbio de frecuencia se pone antes del verbo, justo antes del verbo principal. Repite. We usually get up before 6. We often get up before 6. We sometimes get up before 6. We always get up before 6. We never get up before 6. Escucha. Have you lived here all your life? All your life. Toda tu vida. Repite. Have you lived here all your life? Have you lived here all your life? Escucha. I don't usually drink brandy, but I'll have one tonight. I don't usually drink. Repite. I don't usually drink. I don't usually drink brandy. I don't usually drink whiskey. I don't usually drink wine. I don't usually drink beer, but I'll have one tonight. Escucha. Pepito is trying to get in shape to run in the city marathon next month. He's trying to get in shape. To get in shape, ponerse en forma. Pepito is trying to get in shape. Are you trying to get in shape? I'm trying to get in shape. It's hard. Escucha. In the summer, I often walk to work. Notice how we say andar in English. No se dice va de pie, go on foot. We say walk to work. I often walk. I often walk to work. You can say I go by foot, but it's unusual. It's more common to say I often walk. I often walk to work. Repite. I often walk to work. I often walk to school. I often walk to university. I often walk to the shops. Escucha. What are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend? Asking about the future this weekend. What are you doing? Repite. What are you doing? What are you doing this weekend? What are you doing tonight? What are you doing on Friday? What are you doing next week? Escucha. Maria isn't working tomorrow, so we're going shopping. She isn't working. Ella no está trabajando. Again, present continuous for the future. Repite. She isn't working. She isn't working tomorrow. He isn't working. He isn't working on Saturday. It isn't working. No está funcionando. Repite. It isn't working. The coffee machine isn't working. This computer isn't working. My mobile phone isn't working. Escucha. Amparo cooks a lot of Spanish food, but I prefer English cooking. I prefer. Prefiero. Repite. I prefer. I prefer tea. I prefer coffee. I prefer beer. I prefer red wine. I prefer English cooking. I prefer Spanish cooking. I prefer la mención del inglés. In the vocabulary part of the intermediate level in our cuaderno this month, we looked at some British English slang words. I'm going to say the slang word, and I want you to tell me the more common word, if you can remember. For example, grub. Do you remember grub? Grub is food. I had some lovely grub yesterday. You can also say nosh. That's rather British English slang for food. Nosh. She served some tasty nosh at the party. Nosh can also be a verb. Let's nosh that cold pizza that's in the fridge. My problem is I nosh too much chocolate. Nosh and grub, food. What about loo? Loo is slang for toilet in the UK. It's an informal, colloquial word, so be careful in which situations you use it. For example, I wouldn't say, "Where's the loo?" in a business meeting or a job interview. I'd say, "Could you tell me where the men's room is?" Or, "Is there a toilet I could use, please?" Interestingly, I say toilet because I was born and raised in a working-class area of London. However, upper-class English speakers might use the word lavatory. "Excuse me, where's the lavatory?" Bangers. Bangers are sausages. A popular English dish is bangers and mash, salchichas y puré de patata. Ah, the wonderful English cuisine. That's sarcasm, by the way. Bangers, interestingly, are also petardos, which we had last month in Valencia during fires. Bangers is the British English word for firecracker, which is the American word. So during fires, there are lots of noisy fireworks in the street. People throw bangers, or firecrackers, if you're American. Quid. Do you remember quid? Quid is British slang for money. 1 quid is £1. £1 sterling. £50 is 50 quid. £20, 20 quid. How do you say dollar in slang? The North American dollar. It's bucks. $20, 20 bucks. $5, 5 bucks. Etc. try to remember Starbucks, and maybe you remember the American word for dollar. Hassle. What was hassle? Hassle, problem. If you hear no hassle, it means no hay problema, no problem. It's a lot of hassle. Es mucho lío. It's a lot of hassle. Or, it's not worth the hassle. No vale la pena. It's not worth the hassle. And finally, whatcha. What do you say if somebody says whatcha? You say hello or hi, because whatcha means hello in British English slang. Whatcha, mate? Ahora tenemos un anuncio, porque voy a hablar de algo que tal vez pueda mejorar tu inglés muchísimo. Estoy hablando de los vídeos de ABBA English. Además de las 144 clases gratuitas de gramática en vídeo, también tienes la posibilidad de probar la primera unidad de tu nivel y hay 6 niveles distintos. Tú aprendes inglés viendo películas cortas con subtítulos, que ya es un método muy eficaz para aprender inglés, pero también actúas en estas películas y es muy divertido. En la misma unidad realizas ejercicios de speaking y roleplay, actuando en el diálogo de cortometraje que has visto. Los cortometrajes son situaciones de la vida real y son la base de cada unidad del curso de inglés. Llevan incorporada la tecnología de reconocimiento de voz propia. Echa un vistazo a los vídeos de abbaenglish.com. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis, sin coste y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario que realices ningún pago. Y yo pienso que si una empresa ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno y la empresa cree en sus productos. Regístrate hoy y aprender inglés gratis con vídeo, en casa y a tu ritmo. abbaenglish.com. Pruébalo, no tienes nada de perder. Moving on, and in the advanced section this month, we had some mixed idioms. So let's see if you remember them if I say the beginning. For example, as strong as an ox. Ox is buey. As strong as an ox. As blind as a bat. Murciélago. That's difficult for me to say in Spanish. Murciélago. Bat. Batman. As thick as 2 short planks. Planks are tablas. Tablones. Wooden boards. As thick as 2 short planks. Means very stupid. As cool as a cucumber. Very calm, very relaxed, under pressure. As cool as a cucumber. As hard as, tan duro como, nails, clavos. That's clavos, not uñas, not fingernails, but nails you use with wood. As hard as nails. As mad as a hatter. Sombrerero. Do you remember Alice in Wonderland? Alicia en el País de las Maravillas? Well, the Mad Hatter at the tea party. As mad as a hatter. As ugly as sin. Pecado. As sober as a judge. And as drunk as a lord. And before you ask, I have no idea why lords are often drunk and judges are sober. But I think sober as a judge is meant more in the way of seriousness than not drunk. Judges do tend to be very serious. Repeat the expressions and idioms with me. Ready? As strong as an ox. As blind as a bat. As thick as two short planks. As cool as a cucumber. As hard as nails. As mad as a hatter. As ugly as sin. As sober as a judge. As drunk as a lord. Now, do you remember the context sentences from the cuaderno? I'll read them to you. Try to complete them with an appropriate idiom. Of course Pepito's son failed the exam. He's as thick as two short planks. I went out with a couple of mates from work yesterday and we went to three bars and a nightclub. We were drinking for about 6 hours, and when I got home, I was as drunk as a lord. She lost her glasses and walked into a tree. She's as blind as a bat without her glasses. He lifted up a table above his head and threw it across the room. He's as strong as an ox. Or maybe as mad as a hatter. And finally, I don't think a boxer from the West will be able to beat someone who does Thai boxing. Thai boxers are as hard as nails. Also, in the advanced section this month, we practiced some gerunds and infinitives. Have you ever stopped to think how lucky we are to have clean running water and electricity? We shouldn't take these things for granted, you know. When stop is followed by an infinitive, it means I stopped doing one thing in order to do another. For example, I stopped working to make a cup of tea. Or, I stopped walking to have a look in the shop window. If you remember, when stop is followed by a gerund, un gerundio, it means you stop doing the activity. For example, I've stopped smoking. Or, stop picking your nose, it's disgusting. I used to dread giving presentations in front of an audience, but now I quite enjoy it. Dread, D-R-E-A-D, is synonymous with fear, to dread something. Temer. The verb dread is usually followed by a gerund. I dread driving in Italy. It's so dangerous. Or, I'm dreading finding out my exam results. Try turning the computer off and then on again if the screen's frozen. Sometimes that works. Try, like stop, changes its meaning slightly depending on whether you use a gerund or an infinitive. In the example, try turning the computer off, you are experimenting to see if something works. Another example, if your car doesn't start, try pushing it. Or if the remote control isn't working, try changing the batteries. However, if you use an infinitive, I tried to lift the table, but it was too heavy. En este caso, estás haciendo un esfuerzo. Another example, he tried to push the car, but the handbrake was on. El freno de mano estaba puesto. I hate it when that happens. Double parking, doble fila. So remember, try plus gerundio, experimentando. I tried turning it off and on again. And try plus infinitivo, esfuerzo. We tried to win the game, but the other team played too well. I meant to send you a copy of the contract by email, but it totally slipped my mind. The verb mean, con el significado tener la intención, is followed by an infinitive. I mean to study Spanish every day, but I never do. Or, I'm sorry, I never meant to hurt you. Lo siento, nunca tuve la intención de lastimarte. I've never regretted not going to university. I learned so much about life and about people just travelling around the world. Regret is another verb that can take a gerund or an infinitive with a change in meaning. Yes, I know it's complicated, but stay with me. Regret, with the infinitive, expresses an unrealized event. For example, I regret to tell you. I'm about to tell you. I haven't told you yet. Estoy a punto de decirte. The gerund expresses an event that has been realized. For example, I regret telling you, so I told you before. When regret is followed by the infinitive, it often has quite a formal, official meaning. For example, we regret to inform you that the train has been delayed. Or, I regret to tell you that you have not been offered the promotion. If you go on behaving like that towards your workmates, you won't have any friends left in the office. To go on doing something means to continue doing something. If you go on drinking beer every day, you'll put on a lot of weight. I asked her to stop, but she kept on shouting at me. She continued shouting at me to keep on or go on doing something. In the Business English section this month, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. For example, I have been meaning to talk to you about the marketing survey you're working on. As we saw in the advanced section, to be meaning to do something significa tener la intención hacer algo. Repeat. I've been meaning to. I've been meaning to ask you. I've been meaning to ask you about the survey. I've been meaning to buy a new suit. I've been meaning to try that new restaurant. The bank is trying to sell 20% of its high street branches. Trees have branches, or ramas in Spanish. And in a similar way, companies and organizations have branches, which I think in Spanish is sucursal. There's a new branch opening up in the high street. Here in Valencia, we're waiting for a branch of IKEA to open up. We signed off on the design last week. Now that it's been approved, the next stage is to put it into production. If you sign off on something, you finish it. You can sign off on a project, for example. We're signing off on the project today. If they had contacted us earlier, we could have set up a meeting. To set up, in this context, means to arrange or organise. Let's set up a meeting for next week. When have they set up the meeting for? We're currently negotiating the renewal of the contract. Negotiate is similar in Spanish. Negociar. Repite. Negotiate. We're negotiating. I think they're going to negotiate. What's the noun of negotiate? Negotiation. Repeat. Negotiation. The negotiations were difficult. I hadn't realised the sales figures were so low. Realise means darse cuenta. We didn't realise the price would be so high. Do you realise what this means for our business? Well, I haven't realised how long I've been talking for, so I hope I haven't bored you too much, and I hope your English is now a little bit better than it was before you started listening to this podcast. Please remember to leave a review for us on iTunes. Notice I said remember to leave, futuro, and not remember leaving, pasado. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. We will, of course, be back next month, as usual, with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés, where you can ask questions, make comments and do exercises and practice your listening. Or you can send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter, where we tweet useful links to improve your English, English slang vocabulary, quotations, and much more. Our Twitter name is MencionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en www.cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.